Hachette Audio presents The Dark Lake, written by Sarah Bailey, read by Kate Hosking.
For my sons, Oxford and Linus, who have somehow managed to make the world feel both bigger and smaller at exactly the same time. These violent delights have violent ends, and in their triumph die like fire and powder, which as they kiss, consume. William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 6. Now. When I think back to that summer, something comes loose in my head. It's like a marble is bouncing around in there, like my brain is a pinball machine. I try not to let it roll around for too long. If I do, I end up going funny behind the eyes and in my throat, and I can't do normal things like order coffee or tie Ben's shoelaces. I know I should try to forget, move on. It's what I would tell someone else in my situation to do. Probably I should move away, leave Smithson. But starting over has never been a strength of mine. I have trouble letting go. During the day, it's not so bad. I'll be in the middle of doing something, and then my mind wanders to her, and the little ball ricochets through my head, and I stop talking in the middle of a sentence, or I forget to press the accelerator when the lights go green. Still, I can usually shake it away and keep going with whatever I was doing without anyone noticing. It's amazing what you can keep buried when you want to.